Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Are criminal charges soon to be filed against Planned Parenthood? We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, Attorney General Jeff Sessions testified before the House Judiciary Committee regarding Planned Parenthood and organ procurement companies, which could possibly face criminal charges for the illegal sale of aborted baby body parts upon the completion of an FBI investigation. We're going to be talking about why this, I think, is long overdue, but it was under the Obama administration when this began. And you know, of course, the former Attorney General Loretta Lynch would no way, or even the former head of the FBI, James Comey, would not have pursued this.
Like you said, I mean, we've been talking about this for months now because, of course, our client, Sandra Merritt, was one of the journalists who exposed this whole Planned Parenthood corruption that they're doing with these videos. So we've been voicing this for a long time. So it's refreshing to see finally that the administration is starting to get a clue.
Matt, Representative Trent Franks, member of Congress, referred to a report that the FBI had asked to view regarding unredacted documents obtained by the Senate Judiciary Committee. So in other words, there's been a hearing on the Senate side that had been completed already, and now there's this hearing on the House side. And the investigation on the Senate side was initiated by the undercover videos released in 2015 by the Center for Medical Progress. And of course, one of the two journalists that were part of that is our client, Sandra Susan Merritt, who we represent against a Planned Parenthood lawsuit and against the pro-Planned Parenthood Attorney General in California. This whole issue, though, has already been vetted. And in fact, the Senate Judiciary Committee and the House Select Investigative Panel on Infant Lives both conducted investigations of Planned Parenthood and the organ procurement companies, and they ultimately recommended that there be prosecution against Planned Parenthood, but that has not yet happened.
It needs to happen, and it's a long time coming. And of course, activist pro-abort prosecutors in California and elsewhere have gone after David DeLayden and Susan Merritt, Liberty Counsel client, with criminal charges when they know quite well that the real criminal activity here is committed by Planned Parenthood. So they come up with these frivolous charges, criminal charges against the whistleblowers themselves. It's just a standard Marxist tactic, but hopefully their chickens are coming home to roost.
Well, here's what one of those investigations from Congress actually determined based upon the information that was presented. It found out that the Planned Parenthood Federation of America initially did have a policy in place to ensure that its affiliates were complying with the law, but the affiliates failed to follow its fetal tissue reimbursement policy. When the Planned Parenthood Federation of America learned that their affiliates were not following the policy way back in 2011, guess what they did? Did they tell the affiliates, you need to follow our policy? No, they canceled their own policy rather than exercise oversight over these affiliates to bring them into compliance. Thus, according to this report, and I'll read it, PPFA, Planned Parenthood Federation of America, not only turned a blind eye to the affiliates' violations of its fetal tissue policy, but also altered its own oversight procedures, enabling those affiliates' practice to continue unimpeded.
Wow.
So this is what they've already found. This was an intentionality by the Planned Parenthood Federation national organization and the affiliates at the local abortion clinic levels. They were not following the policy. They revoked the policy they had. They knew that they were violating federal law. And by violating federal law, here's what they did. They sold, according to the report, the fetal tissue. And when we're talking about hearts, lungs, bone marrow, whatever it might be. They sold the fetal tissue to respective customers. Now, who would their customers be? Stem Express would be one. Other organ procurement companies would be others. And they sold them at substantially higher prices than their documented cost. Now, as awful as it sounds, apparently they can sell some things at their cost. But when they're making a profit off of this, that's where the federal law kicks in. And the report found that they were selling these body parts to these organ procurement companies at substantially higher prices than what it cost them.
You're talking about like 70% profit, Matt. It's ridiculous.
It's unbelievable. And Matt, you know, we already have done press releases before on this regarding a lawsuit that was filed in California by a prosecutor against some organ procurement companies, including Stem Express. This was one of the companies that was purchasing the body parts from Planned Parenthood. And then that company turned around, and some of them, I think, was 700% profit that that company was getting. So in other words, Planned Parenthood was getting a profit from what it was selling. And then the organ procurement companies were getting enormous profits from their sale, and they were creating baby body parts catalogs.
This is so Hitlerian. I mean, it really is like Joseph Goebbels. It's not often that a Nazi comparison is appropriate, but what other comparison can we use in this instance? And let's not forget here that they are caught doing this red-handed. I mean, it is smoking gun evidence. There's no gray area. They were doing this. They were caught on video doing this, admitting to it, multiple Planned Parenthoods. Saying that they wanted to buy a Lamborghini and laughing about it being a baby. And I mean, just horrific, horrific things. Caught red-handed. And of course, what do? They go after the whistleblowers.
You know, it's interesting. The sale or purchase of human fetal tissue is a felony. And that means they're punishable up to 10 years in prison or a fine of up to $500,000. So it'll be interesting to see, after all this is said and done, how they're actually punished for this. But the heartbreaking part is, you know, there's no amount of punishment or dollars that can bring back any of those babies, that you can't put a price tag on any of those precious babies' lives. So we truly need to pray that they will be prosecuted and that Planned Parenthood will be shut down for good.
But, you know, this particular felony, up to 10 years in prison, is per violation.
Yeah, so that's quite a tab.
So that could be, you know, they have multiple violations.
Put them out of business,
so
praise God.
So it could mean that there would be a number of people, both at the federal Planned Parenthood level and at the local Planned Parenthood abortion clinic level, that could face serious prison time in federal
prison.
And they
should. They should put them away and throw away the key.
And you know,
for
a couple of these
offense.
A couple of these organ procurement companies are owned by the same family, so they probably would get double the amount of punishment, I would think, because of they have the different organizations, but they're all under the same roof, so to speak.
Yeah. So what we have here is this information was known last year and was presented, but the FBI and the DOJ, Department of Justice under Obama, did not pursue any follow-up on it. But now we have a different administration, and we have hearings going on again in the House. And I just pray that, you know, Jeff Sessions does the right thing and presents this to a grand jury and goes after these perpetrators of this horrendous act. We cannot allow this to go unpunished. And here, Planned Parenthood has the audacity to knowingly break the law like this, with serious consequences, killing children along the way and wounding families and mothers, and then filing suit against our client, Sandra Merritt. And their lawsuit against her is for $16 million. $16 million. And they ultimately want her to pay for the money that they lost because of the release of these videos from the Center for Medical Progress. We also then have this out-of-control Attorney General, Becerra, and he has filed 15 felony counts against our client for videotaping these public conversations, which are not a crime. There are exceptions to this, and one would be if it's not private. These are all in the public places. Even Cecil Richards, the Planned Parenthood president, said so, testified as much. And also, if you anticipate that there is a violation of law that is taking place or about to take place, and clearly this is it. So They're coming after Sandra Merritt. Stand with us as we stand with Sandra Merritt and those who stand for the sanctity of human life. You can go to our website, lc.org. Remember Liberty Counsel, especially at this time of year, in your prayers and your financial support. Contributions to Liberty Counsel between now and the end of the year will be doubled by a Challenge Manchin grant. Go to lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel. The website again, lc.org.